Garden Grove Church member with us, so we have a translation also.
因为今天有个园林教会的信徒在这里一起聚会，所以我们有翻译。
Certainly, I've frozen that. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, hope God help for this tonight our class.
奉耶稣圣名，我们开始晚上的上课。
If you open the handout.
如果我们看这个讲义。
If like introduction, that outline of the book of Revelation.
这里讲到说这个
的 page two
启示啊，第二页那边讲到启示录的这个大纲。
Don't think that this is special because it just break down. You can just repeat all this word, but yet sort it out. That's all. All this word just sort it out too.
所以这些大纲只是把所有的内容稍微的讲。
Okay, I think I talk about the, you know, first our introduction, the revelation.
在之前我们有讲到说这个启示录。
Revelation is a opening, is a seal to be opened, so unveiled.
就是把这个印把它打开。
We need his inspiration and the spirit of truth lead us into the truth so we can find out the mystery.
我们需要神的启示，还有神的灵的带领，来去看到这个奥秘。
When you think about the Matthew chapter 2, that you know that this wise men follow this star.
我们可以看到说马太福音的第二章讲到有些贤士在跟随着这个星。
That's not a physical star.
这个不是肉体的这个物质上的星。
Otherwise, they have to sleep during the daytime and nighttime. They're taking the, you know, they make a journey.
不然的话，他们白天就没办法跟着这个星要休息，然后等到晚上才可以去继续走。
And also, this star was very far from the earth.
而且这颗星也离开着地球很远。
Once you little move, who knows?
它的距离有多远？它动了多少距离？我们怎么可以量得到呢？
This is the morning star of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这是主耶稣就是这个神星。
As we mentioned, the Revelation chapter 22, verse 16.
在启示录的二十章十六节。
These morning stars actually prophesize, you know, a book of numbers. And I mean the it's number, yeah, that's.
事实上，这个晨星也在民数记那边有提到。
24 verse 17, this actually prophesies coming of the Lord Jesus.
在民数记的二十四章的十七节那边预言主耶稣的降生。
So.Opening the seal to understand this mystery and also what will happen on this book of Revelation, we need guidance of the Holy Spirit.
So, 要把这个印打开，然后去明白里面所提到的将要发生的事情，我们一定要神的圣灵来带领。
And also, we talk about the blessing, the first blessing mentioned about the read and hear and then submit to the word.
而且我们也看到第一个福气就是我们要看要听还要遵守。
A book of Revelation is not the book only we can just read it and we gain the trying to gather, you know, information, we gain the knowledge itself.
这个启示录不是一卷书，我们只是需要看就可以明白了它讲什么。
We can see it, then we have to prepare, then we have to follow.
我们看了之后，我们要预备，然后去遵守。
And then the section B, the announcement to the church.
第二点就是。给教会的一些宣告。
I talk about the church, which is at that time there's a seven church.
在那个时候有七个教会。
Anybody memorize seven churches?
大家有没有把七个教会背起来
？We never discuss yet. What memorize?
我们还没讨论到这些教会。
Ephesus,
以弗所。
Smyrna. And then.Do you know the third one in the little high up? That's about 50 miles from the Ephesus, which is about, you know, the Kanoga Park all the way to here. Or a little more than that.
大概50里。斯美纳。
Anybody? 3rd church?
第三个教会。
Chapter 1, if you open it, you can.
如果看第一章就可以看到，可以偷看。
Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum message.
Pergamum.
Those tour to the you know the coastline.
还有就是别加摩教会，这些教会都是靠近海边。
But the Pergamum is a little bit toward to inland.
那这个别加摩教会是比较啊在内陆里面的。
And then it's called the next church is Tuatira, is it?
啊，这下一个教会就是退亚
退拉。My pronunciation is in Korean, so so you have to fix or you just understand as it is.
我这个拼音可能不是那么准。
And then,
之后呢？
Sarti. And then.
Sarti.
Is it all right? And then. We just see here. Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
And Laodicea.
And Laodicea.
And if you, I'm sure because you already read these seven churches in chapter 2 and 3.
我想大家。在念第二章、第三章、第三章里面就念到这些教会。
You know the two churches, not the one not to be rebuked. I mean the by the Lord Jesus.
大家有没有记得是那两个教会没有被主耶稣责备的呢
？Anybody? Oh, go ahead, sister. Philadelphia, and then one more.Smyrna, two churches, not rebuked by the Lord Jesus. So what our Christian life we seeking for like these two churches?
所以作为基督徒的我们要追求好像这两个教会这样。
Of course, this message toward the seven churches at that time.
虽然在那个时候这段宣告是给这七个教会。
But at the same time, the seven churches toward to us because we are the temple of God. Now this church we're talking about also.
所以到现在啊，我们也属于教会，因为我们是基督的身啊，基督身啊，我们的身体是基神的殿。
Church is belongs to God and this in spirit, so it beyond the time and space in a sense.
所以啊，教会是啊属于神的，那这个教会是没有时间的控制。
And then the grace and peace to you, and then here, chapter 1, B and 1. We know that He's the eternal God, He's Alpha and Omega. He's the first and last. And God is unchangeable. If 2,000 years ago and now, He always the same.
2000年前跟现在都是一样的。
He is in the seven spirit.
他这里讲的是七个灵。
Which is spirit of perfected, the perfection of in his spirit with his wisdom.
是完全的灵跟智慧的灵。
His understanding.
他的知识。
And everything is perfect.
所有事情都是完美的。
When what we're seeking for Christian life, we're seeking for his grace, his given grace and his.Given peace.
我们作为基督徒所追求的就是他所赐的平安跟恩典。
Jesus gave us assurance that his peace live it up in our life.
主耶稣也给我们一个应许，就是他的平安要在我们生活。
Maybe in our life there's a tribulation.
所以我们会有患难。
But yet, he gave us encouragement.
但是他确实给我们一个安慰。
I overcome the world.
他已经战胜了这世界。
It is you have noticed each church, seven church, what the message from the Lord Jesus is overcome.
如果我们看到这七个教会，主耶稣给他们的宣告都是关于这个战胜。
The overcome means you always being faced challenged.
就是说我们常常都会遇到困难。
You have to fight for it.
但是我们确实要去面对他们。
So that you gain the what is good. So that you can make a victory.
So we can 得到好的，然后去美好的东西，然后得到这个胜利。
And then the number two, be number two, the Savior and the Redeemer.
第二点就是救主跟救赎主。
I talk about the faithful witness.
这里讲到说这个忠心的见证人。
Anybody remember the faithful witness?
有人记得这个
？In the book of Revelation, I just make some list of them.
这些在启示录里面所记载的这些忠心的。见证人吗？
So we're doing the Sudoku and a spiritual Sudoku here.
现在在做属灵的 Sudoku.
And a faithful witness is the one who's to be sealed. We're supposed not to seal by the, you know, what is the beast, right? 666.
这里讲到说这些忠心的见证人需要被有印证。但是我们不应该被受来印证。
We are all sealed by the Holy Spirit. The Second Corinthians 1 says.
哥林多后书的第一章里面讲到说，我们是被圣灵来印证的。
The Revelation chapter 7 mentioned about this the sealed.
在启示录的第七章里面讲到这些印证。
2 and 3 I think.
第二节到第三节。
We are the one who to be sealed by the Spirit of God in our head.
这里讲到说我们的头上有神的灵所放的加的印。
These people, it turned out to be 144,000 later.
这里就是到后来就总共有144,000人。
Chapter 14, verse 1 mentioned about 144,000.
在十四章的第一节里面讲到说有144,000人。
The one who put on the white garment.
就是披戴着白衣服的。
They are the one who, the praise the Lord.
他们在赞美神。
Yeah, so this is the one, the number to be victories with the Lord Jesus Christ.
那些就是跟主耶稣一起得胜的人。
I don't think the 144,000 is exactly the number.
不要想到说这个一百十四万四千人是真正的数目。
This is a symbolic number, we can say.
这个只是一个抽象的数目。
Because during the time of the Book of Revelation, when John wrote this about 80, you know, 80, 90 around this time, there's no 12 tribes. You know that, right?
在约翰写这个启示录的时候，已经是主后八十年的时候，那个时候已经没有十二个支派了。
You for sure? At that time, there's no 12 tribes.
在那个时候，确定没有十二个支派了。
At that time, only have a Samaritans.
在那个时候，只有撒玛利亚。
The which the mixed races, you know, right?
他们是混种的。
And also those some of Levites.
有一些利未人。
And also a very little number of Benjamites.
也有很少数目的便雅悯人。
And also the tribe of Judah.
还有就是犹大人
Because they are coming from the Babylon.
因为他们都是从巴比伦国回来
So only these tribes. So there's no 12 tribes at that time.
所以在那个时候已经没有十二个支派了
But besides, but we know the Apostle Paul belongs to what tribes, you know?
你知道保罗是属于哪一个支派的呢
A multiple choice. You have three out of you can pick one. Then
现在只有三个可以选
Yes, Benjamites. That's why he has a pride.
He
knows that he's a pure line from the descendant, from the ancestry. Faithful witness, we find out there are some, like, those who, you know, join the suffering and tribulation.
These 忠心的见证人他们也一起承受这些患难。
And in Revelation 1:9, and John himself mentioned that John, your brother, fellow partakers in the tribulation and kingdom, and the perseverance.
在启示录第一章第九节里面讲到说，约翰就是你们的弟兄和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐。
Second Timothy, the Paul urged to the Timothy, join with my suffering.
在提摩太后书那边，保罗也是勉励提摩太要跟他一起受苦。
So Christian, for Christian, suffering is actually is not that bad.
所以作为基督徒来讲，受苦不是一个坏事。
If you look at First Peter,
我们来看彼得前书
，Chapter One,
彼得前书第一章。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 13.
第一章的十三节。
Chapter 4 verse 13.
第四章的十三节。
But to the degree that you share the suffering of Christ, keep on rejoicing, so that also at the revelation of His glory, you may rejoice with the exaltation.
彼得前书第四章十三节，但要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候。
You know this suffering is because of you trust in God, because you follow the truth.
你要知道说你们在受苦是因为你们信靠神在遵守他的真理。
Then you can have a confidence on that. Verse 14 says that Peter says, the Spirit of glory and God rests upon you.
14节那边讲到说，因为神的荣耀，神荣耀的灵常住在你们身上。
This is the picture of Daniel.
这个就是好像丹尼里的这个形象。
You know, when he was cast into the lion's den.
当他被丢进去这个狮子坑的时候，
surrounded by the lions.
他是被狮子围绕着。
The lion cannot do anything.
但是狮子却不能对他做什么。
I'm sure because when the Daniel he rubbing the, you know, the lions.
我想那个时候丹尼里在拍拍那些狮子。
Have you been to next to close the lions?
你有没有站在狮子旁边过？
Anybody? I did. There's San Diego. There's a, you know, the, yeah.
在圣地亚哥的动物园。
There is a, you know, the glass.
有个玻璃。
So I feel close to lions.
Because the
male lion just lay there, you know, so I just get closer.
有一个公的狮子就躺在那边，所以我就站在他旁边。
Oh, you look at me, like, oh, okay, I'm not touching.
他就看着我。
Once God is with us,
当神跟我们同在，
maybe we are in a difficult situation, maybe.
或许我们会在一个困难的时刻。
Maybe we can say this is desperate condition.
或许我们已经 没有希望了。
But glory, and here, this I really like the Spirit of glory and God rests upon you.
但是我很喜欢这句，就是说神荣耀的灵 住在我们身上。
You don't have to worry about it.
我们不需要担心。
I hope that this is the weekend experience of God.
这个就是我们能够 体验到神。
Now, if you look at the book of Revelation, there is a two witnesses came out to preach the gospel.
如果我们看启示录，我们看到说有两个。 见证人出来传福音,
end up they die for the Lord.
而且他们为主而死,
but they cut up to heaven.
但是他们却被提到天上,
and when we preach the gospel,
当我们传福音的时候,
when maybe we're facing the difficulties, maybe in the future,
或许将来我们会遇到困难,
hopefully my generation, go in your generation. I want to retire peacefully.
希望我们这两代都会平安。
This is just a joke. No matter what, no matter which generation,
不管哪一代,
if we're facing the trials and the kind of persecutions,
如果我们遇到迫害,
God is with us.
神是跟我们同在的,
He will give us wisdom and encouragement.
他会给我们智慧来去安慰我们。
Actually, dying the Lord is considered very honor.
事实上, 为神而死是一个很荣耀的事情。
The church, we know the second church is what?
第二个教会是什么？
During the time of the father, what do you call that? After the apostolic generation, apostolic church generation, that we call the what is it? Father. You know the leader after that, their follower.
在使徒时代过去之后是什么时代呢？
Have you heard about Polycarp? Polycarp. He burned to death, actually.
He's the church.
Because the city gave him a... Because he's a leader at that time. But the city, they urged them to the worship, I mean, the worship the Romans, you know, the Caesar.
但是在那个时候，政府要他们去敬拜这个罗马的国王。
Because every year, everybody, all the city people, they have to put the those incense to the, you know, the king, which is in Caesar's.
所以每年他们都要一次的，都向这个国王烧香。
So they got the certificate for whole year.
所以这样子他们就可以拿到这个证书。
So after first, they have to put the incense for the Roman Caesar, and then they can offer their own god. Then,
so 就是说，每年他们要先 献上给这个罗马的皇帝，然后他们才可以自己去 敬拜神。
But Christians do not follow that.
但是在那个时候的基督徒没有跟。
So once you do not participate,
他们就没有去参与。
Then the Romans knows you are not faithful to the Romans.
那些政府就认为他们 对国家不忠心。
But at that time, they're trying to give, bring up the very example, the threatening the Christianity.
那个时候他们想要找找借口啊，找例子来去啊迫害教会。
So Polycarp they die for his faith.
啊，就所以这个工人就是这样子而死。
那是 Christian faith. This is a great good example we can say.
所以这个算是一个很好的例子。
And die for the Lord.
为主而死。
Amen. And then those who keep the faith and keep the word of God.
那些持守信仰跟持守神的话语的。
This is what we call this a faithful witness.
这些就是忠心的见证人。
Now you and I, the one of them.
我们都是其中一个。
And then the firstborn next.
另外就是长子。
Book of Revelation.
启示录。
Where is the mention about the firstborn?
哪里有提到这个长子呢？头生的。
Anybody can find it?
有谁找得到？
Who is the firstborn? We can say.
谁是长子呢？
If you look at verse 5, look at from the Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead. Jesus died as the firstborn. We are all followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are all the firstborn.
我们都是头生的。
What is the firstborn's right?
长子的这个权利是什么呢？
Do you know the story about the Jacob, right?
大家都知道雅各的故事。
He wants to get this firstborn.
他是要得到这个长子的名分。
The firstborn is inherit his father's.
因为长子才能够承受父亲的产业。
Since we become a firstborn,
因为我们都是长子。
What is our inheritance?
那我们的产业是什么呢？
We inherit.
我们承受了什么？
Let's look at Galatians.
我们来看加拉太书。
Galatians chapter 3啊。
加拉太书第三章。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 29.
第三章的二十九节。
And if you belong to Christ, and you are Abraham's offspring, verse 29.
二十九节。
Heirs according to promise.We are the Abraham's offspring.
我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
That means we inherit what Abraham inherited.
所以就是说，我们会承受亚伯拉罕所承受的产业。
We can say this is the kingdom of God.
就是天国。
So we remember you and I, we are royal family.
所以我们要提醒自己说，我们是尊贵的家庭家族。
Of course, we live in this world. Everybody may be different situation.
或许我们住在一个世界上，我们每一个人都有不同的背景。
But from spiritual point of view,
但是在属灵的角度
，we are all prince and princess.
我们都是王子公主。
Of course, we go to heaven and lay. We don't have any gender difference.
当然，我们去到天国，我们没有再有性别的分别。
So, but we are all royal family.
但是我们都是这个尊贵的王族。
We are very riches actually.
我们是很富有的。
It's better than million billionaires.
比这些亿万富翁还更有钱。
We are the one inherit the kingdom of God.
因为我们是承受天国的人。
The firstborn is have a long history.
所以这个
in the Bible,
长子在圣经里面有很多的记载。
Because Abraham and Isaac and Jacob.
有亚伯拉罕，有以撒，有雅各。
Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. This is not the man's line. This is God's line.
这些不是人的族谱，而是神的族谱。
Abraham's first son is not the Isaac.
亚伯拉罕的长子其实不是以撒。
I mean the Ishmael.
不是。
Not the Ishmael.
不是以撒吗？
啊，玛丽。My brain it doesn't work in my mouth. What did I say? Why, Abraham Isaac is not the first son.
以撒不是第一个儿子。
Actually, Isaac is second son.
以撒是第二个儿子。
But then God gave this first line.Firstborn line toward to the Isaac.
但是神却是把长子的名分给以撒。
Jacob is not a first son.
雅各也不是第一个儿子。
But that's he got the firstbornship.
但是他也是拿到这个长子的
名分。You can call this a God's line.
这个就是神的族谱。
So this is the line of the blessing.
这个是福气的族谱。
We know that during the time of the Israelites when they're getting out of the Egypt.
当以色列民他们离开埃及的时候。
And they all the firstborn was saved by the blood of the lamb.
所有的长子都因为羔羊的血而去被拯救了。
Now after that, I think Exodus 13 mentioned that all the firstborn belongs to God.
在出埃及记十三章里面讲到说，所有的头生的都是属于神的。
Because this is very the concept of firstborn is now God revealed to the Israelites.
所以在那个时候，神就把这个长子的这个教训告诉给百姓。
All the household, the firstborn, they serve God, and a little bit, inconvenient. I mean, all the firstborn of family, they all go to serve, then it's inconvenient.
如果所有每一家的长子都去侍奉神的话，就很不方便。
So God decided the Levites, so that instead of the firstborn, choose the Levite to serve God.
所以后来神就决定不需要让所有的长子来去侍奉神，而是选了利未支派的人来去侍奉神。
Where is in the Bible? Where? I think there's Numbers. Yeah. Numbers.In the Numbers chapter 3, yeah, you mentioned that the chapter 3, verse 12, yeah.
在民数记第三章十二节。
Chapter 3, verse 11 and 12, yeah.
十一到十二节。
Again, the Lord speak to Moses, saying that now, behold, I have taken the Levites from among the sons of Israel instead of every firstborn, the first because of the womb among the sons of Israel, so the Levites shall be mine.
所以神以利未人来去代替以色列人。
So the Levites now, after they continue to serve God, and the temple of God.
所以利未人都一直在圣殿那边侍奉神。
But later there is a challenge because of the Aaron's line supposed to to serve God as a priest.
但是后来本来亚伦的子孙应该是要去当祭司。
But one of the other tribes they challenged.
但是其他的支派当确实有人要跟他们对敌。
So God asked Moses to leave all this. Each tribe to bring the one in a step. Remember.
所以神就叫摩西吩咐每一支派的人带他们的这个杖拿出来。
But only the Levites, the Aaron's step to what you call it's a bird. I mean, what is it? Bird.Okay.
所以只有亚伦的杖他有发芽。
Have you noticed the Old Testament time? This step is not inside of the Ark of Covenant.
你知道在这个月柜里面亚伦的杖没有在里面。
You know that, right?
你知道哈。
The Aaron's step is not inside of the Ark.
亚伦的杖没有在这个。月柜里面。
What was the inside of the ark at that time?
所以在那个时候是月柜里面放了什么呢？
Anybody? First King chapter 8 or 9, sir.
列王记上。
First King chapter 8.
列王记上的第八章。
Verse 9.
第九节。
There was nothing in the ark except the two tablets of stones which Moses put there at the Horeb, where the Lord made a covenant with the son of Israel when they came out of the land of Egypt. So Ark of Covenant is the only one. There's a Ten Commandments, there's two tablets of stone.
所以在月柜里面只有两块石板，就是记载着十诫的。
Do you think God write on the tablet, two tablet stone to the one side or two side?
所以你想神写这个石板的时候是两面写吗？还是只有一面？
Two side.
是两面。
God write the both side.
神是写了两面。
If you turn the Bible, you can tell.
如果我们去仔细查考的话，可以看得出来。
How about the manna?
那玛拿呢？
Manna was not inside of the Ark of Covenant.
玛拿没有在月柜里面。
There are one homels of the wood and the gold, the bowl put. That's not inside of the ark, but in front of it.
所以这个金罐子装了一个赫梅尔的玛拿，没有放在月柜里面，而是放在月柜前面。
Because this is very important understanding.
这个是很重要的了解。
Because Ark of Covenant is only Ten Commandments.
因为月柜里面只有十诫。
In front of the Ark of Covenant, there's one homel of manna, and then the Aaron's the step the bird.
所以在月柜前面会有一赫梅尔的玛拿，还有就是亚伦发芽的杖。
But in the New Testament, in the Book of Hebrews, chapter 9, you find out.
但是如果我们看新约，在希伯来书的第九章
，all of them inside of the Ark.
有讲到说这三样东西都是在。
Can you see the difference?
可以看得出来不同吗？
If how we can explain this part?
我们要怎么样子来去解释呢？
Otherwise, we can say Book of Hebrews chapter 9 is wrong. Then we say.
如果我们没办法讲解释的话，那我们就会说希伯来书第九章里面写的是错的。
Don't you think so?
是不是呢？
Or the writer have a mistake, misunderstanding.
是不是写书的人写错了？
But in the New Testament time.
但是在新约的时候
，The Ark of Covenant inside this, the one have an eternal one within there.
但是在新约的时候，里面所有的是一个永远存在的。
The Ten Commandments never go to any, never goes any place. This is word of God. It's an eternal word.
所以这个十诫没有去哪里，因为这个是神永远的诫命。
The Aaron's step also same.
亚伦发芽的杖也是一样。
Are you the priest?
我们是不是祭司呢？
When you anointed,
当我们被告的时候，
you are.
我们都是。
You are the royal priest.
我们是尊。
This is
尊的祭司。
This is everlasting status by anointed by the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵告的。
But Old Testament time, these Levites, there's only the physically they serve generation after generation.
但是在旧约的时候这些利未人是一代一代的来去侍奉神。
So they born and they die, right?
他们出生然后也会死。
But for us, our status as the royal priesthood, this priestship is for the everlasting.
所以对我们来讲，我们这个祭司的国度是永远的。
It by the proof that God chose this.This stuff.
借着神拣选这个杖就是一个证明。
Also the manna also.
玛拿也是一样。
Jesus mentioned about the John chapter 6.
主耶稣在约翰福音的第六章里面讲到。
All the Israelites at that time they eat the manna, they all died.
原来说在那个时候以色列民吃的玛拿还是死。
But anybody who eat my words.
但是吃。主耶稣的话的话
have eternal life.
他们就有永生。
So the one homel of this manna is within the ark.
所以这个一赫梅尔的玛拿在月柜里面。
So Hebrews chapter 9 is a spiritual picture of the ark of covenant.
所以在希伯来书第九章里面所提到的是这个月柜的属灵的这个形象。
That's everlasting of God.
是神的永远的神。
Showing us how much He loves us.
看到神是怎么样子爱我们。
How he choose us, how treat us, lead us.
他是怎么样子来去拣选我们，去带领我们。
And then the number three, Christ comes.
然后第三点就讲到说，基督的降临。
He is to be seen by all.
他要被所有的人看见。
We talk about his second coming is not physically, coming to us.
所以当我们提到说主耶稣第二次的来临，不是说他。肉体上、物质上的来。
He's the second coming. Then at that moment, everybody can see him.
在那个时候他要来的时候，是每一个人都可以看得见。
Which means regardless which generation.
就是说，不管是哪一代的人。
2,000 years ago, people can see his coming.
两千年前的人也可以看得到。
So it's not a physical, coming.
才不是物质上的来临。
So I just mentioned about 1 to 3. And then the, you know, the God's appearance in chapter 1, verse 13 to 16, you can see that this is explained about the, His glory.
在第一章的13到16节里面讲到说神的显现是他的荣耀。
And then the 5 is reassurance, presence, and care.
然后,
chapter 1, verse 17 to 18.
然后在第一章的17到18节是讲到说他的 应许对我们的照顾。
And look at the Revelation chapter 1.
我们来看启示录的第一章,
verse 17.
第一章的17节,
when I saw him, I fell at his feet, and the dead man, he laid his right hand upon me, saying, that, do not be afraid, I am the first and the last. I think at this time, when the John, he saw the glory of God, and he kind of feel trembled.
所以在这里看到约翰他看到神的荣耀的时候，他就有点害怕。
But Lord Jesus approached him, do not be afraid.
Give comfort. 不要惧怕,
I am the first and the last.
是首先的也是幕后的。
Verse 18, and leaving one and I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore.
18节里面讲到说,
and verse 18 continues, I have the key of the death and the Hades.
而且最后还讲到说, 他拿着死亡跟阴间的钥匙。
Because this key is important. And if you look at Revelation chapter 3,
我们来看启示录的第三章,
chapter 3, verse 7.
第三章的第七节,
and here, chapter 3, verse 7 said, this is, talk to, this is the message to Philadelphia. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write, he who is holy, who is true, who has the key of the David, who open and no one will shut, and who shut and no one open, say this, the one who hold this key of David.
这也讲到说拿着大卫的钥匙。
Do you know, do you remember any the Bible mentioned about the key issues?
你们大家记得在圣经里面有提到钥匙呢?
Anybody? Peter? Matthew? You're on the way, right? Yes, chapter 16.
马太福音16章.
Chapter 16, verse 19.
16章的19节.
He says, I will give you the key of the kingdom of heaven.
这里讲到说, 我要把天国的钥匙给你.
What is this key of kingdom of heaven?
这个天国的钥匙是什么呢?
These keys is granted to the church. I'll give you the keys, not the personally, you know, talking about the Peter himself. Because he mentioned about this, you know, verse 18.
18节那边讲到,
and upon this rock.
就是在这个磐石上,
upon the true church.
在这个真教会当中,
I will build my church.
他说在这磐石上要建,
the gate of Hades, which is, you know, those who are facing the final condemnations shall not overpower it.
这个阴间的权柄就是那些要面对最后的审判的人没办法战胜国家。
So Jesus gave this key to the true church.
主耶稣把这个钥匙给了正教会。
That this key was granted by the true Holy Spirit.
这个钥匙是借着圣灵而给我们。
That's in the book of John.
我们来看约翰福音。
Book of John chapter 20.
约翰福音第20章。
Book of John chapter 20, verse 22 and 23.
20章的22,
23节. And when he had said, chapter 20, verse 22 and 23, when he had said that he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sin of any, their sin have been forgiven them. If you retain the sin of any, they have been retained. This is the key talking about.
这里就是讲到刚才所说到的钥匙。
Why true church is so precious?
Because
true church we established by the Holy Spirit.
But
we receive the authority from the Lord Jesus Christ.
The
church is the body of Christ.
教会是基督的身体,
by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ,
接着主耶稣基督的权柄,
the person baptized in the name of Jesus Christ,
当一个人用奉主耶稣的名受洗,
the sin is forgiven.
所以就被赦去了。
So sometimes it comes from other denominations. I already baptized from others.
有些人会说, 我已经在其他教派受洗过了。
Even though they mentioned they are baptized, now there's some church, I'm sure, because they baptized. Have you seen the baptism? In the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and the name of Jesus baptized. They're very smart, they both of them together. I saw it in the YouTube. So I said, wow, they want to secure. But the person who have no Holy Spirit, but the person not sent by the church, then no matter this name even claimed, but there's no authority. This key is granted by granted from the Lord Jesus to the church. Isaiah chapter
22.
Isaiah chapter 22, verse 22.
22,
verse
22. 以赛亚书的 22章 22节.
Chapter 22, verse 22, verse, it says, then I will set the key of the house of David on his shoulder. When you open, no one will shut. When you shut, no one will open. This is talking about the authority. So this is the given to the true church. That's why the true church is so precious. Our true church is not established by the man's wisdom. Established by the Holy Spirit. So we stay in the truth. And so that we gain this authority, we receive this wonderful blessing. We have 5 minutes, but we haven't touched the first church. But I'm sure because we have pretty much a lot of blessing already. Do you have any question out of this? Talk about today?
在今天所谈的有没有什么问题？
Tonight, surely we talk about the seven church. And book of seven. Yeah, we can go to seven churches. So I think we can do that. So I think surely God bless us. I know because I'm not that much organized. But yet, here and there, you can plug in as the Sudoku, then you find out. That way you can be blessed. We have 3 minutes. And 3 minutes is not enough. Sure, you don't have any question that 3 minutes is to fill it up. That. If you have any about the today, any? Yes.
John 22.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is the key that granted by the Holy Spirit. I think it's not a problem, first of all, I say.
So the 问题就是说，啊，说这边每一个人有圣灵就可以去试。但是church need order。啊，对我来讲，啊，我想不是一个问题，但是教会需要有一个次序。But when even I myself
is a pastor.
啊，虽然我本身是传道人。
I do not just go whoever I think this one can be baptized, I baptize them. I don't do that.
我不会到处去外面，然后看到觉得说这个人可以受洗，我就替他施洗。
I served now two churches.
我在注目两个教会,
like Glendale Church and also Chicago Church.
Glendale 教会跟芝加哥教会,
anybody who the candidate to be qualified to be baptized,
那些能够接受受洗的人,
then we have a council meeting.
我们需要有职务会,
and council meeting agree, and then that person to be baptized.
所以教会负责人同意的话,
then I am sending to actually for the baptism for this person.
然后我就会被差派去
So it's not by my own to be sent to be baptized, but church sent me to be baptized. So baptize the person.
So it's not by my own to be sent to be baptized, but church sent me to be baptized.
Church has authority. It makes sense? Yeah. It's sometimes in case. The one time there was, you know, Chicago, the remote area.
记得有一次在芝加哥的这个比较偏远的地方,
the one person to be baptized says,
有一个人想要受洗,
well, I wasn't there,
我不在那边,
and then the one know from the East Coast and sending the messages, so this person is very quite a critical, you know, tour to,
所以在东部有人受到这个消息，就是说要受洗。
So I asked the Chicago Church Council.
So 我就问芝加哥教会的负责人.
Oh, but you can all agree upon that. You can send one of you.
我就跟他讲说，跟他们讲说，只要你们同意之后，你其中一个人就可以被派出去。
So the person you can perform the baptism.
选了一个人出去可以替那个人施洗.
But end up it didn't work.
但是最后还是没有做成.
Somehow you know it doesn't well. Arrangements didn't work.
但是到后来这样子的安排没办法实行.
You know, so the spiritual sense, yes.
但属灵方面来看的话是可以的.
But then the church has order.
但是在教会要有次序.
So we follow that, so we do not have any chaos.
所以我们要按照这个次序来做，才不会有混乱.
For the peace and also this to manage the church.
就是要按照教会的和睦跟
Is it? Okay. Let's all pray in silence.
一起来低头默祷。
Amen.